Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. Oh, there it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
All right. You may not realize this, but this upcoming season for the Ravens will be their 30th in Baltimore. They moved here in 96, Vinny, but in sports you got to count the first year too. So 2025 will be their 30th year or their 30th season here. And in those 30 years, one thing that we've learned that I've noticed certainly is that all Ravens fans love it when there's discord in Pittsburgh. And there appears to be just that. Cameron Hayward, on his Not Just Football podcast today, said he's getting tired of waiting for Aaron Rodgers to decide. This is a quote. "I ain't doing that darkness retreat. I don't need any of that crap. Either you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler or you don't. It's that simple. That's the pitch. You want me to recruit? That's the recruiting pitch. Pittsburgh Steelers. You want to be a part of it? So be it. If you don't, no skin off my back." The reason I mention all this, that quarterback position in Pittsburgh isn't just foggy. It's non-existent. And he's holding up the whole league. Are they even serious about Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
They made him an offer. But the thing about it is like with Hayward, you know, if he was doing a contract, you know, and it wasn't getting done yet and it was taking some time, that's basically the same thing. I mean, you know, Aaron Rodgers got, you know, the Giants, he's got, you know, a lot of options and he's trying to figure it out.
It just doesn't seem like a Steeler type move.
What, to get Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
What is a Steeler type move?
I don't know, because as soon as I said that, I thought, well, they did bring in a veteran last year, and it didn't work out too well. So I guess we shouldn't say too much about that. However, it just doesn't seem much like a Steeler move at all. We got other moves being made as teams settle up or try to get their feet under them going into the draft and all that. The Eagles. They gave a whole bunch of money to their offensive tackle, Lane Johnson. You know, we talked about Becton a little bit more. They had a defection, but Lane Johnson was somebody they really wanted to keep. $30 million in guarantees. It's 1 year, $25 million. He's under contract through the 2027 season. We'll own $48 million. Lane Johnson's a great player. Eagles obviously making a stand here.
Yeah, and, you know, he's getting up there in age too, so I mean he's
34.
Yeah, he's about. I'm guessing that next year is probably going to be his last. You know, so they're sending him off. You know, with a nice little package.
Right. It's a nice big package.
Yeah.
He can't call anything about that little. Also, the Eagles defensive end Brandon Graham retired after 15 seasons. Longtime great player in the NFL.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, you play 15 years, that's a lot of practice, that's a lot of bumps, bruises, that's a lot of pain and suffering. You know, so congratulations to him for making it that long.
Yeah. The Steelers did sign safety Juan Thornhill to a one-year deal. The Browns released him last year with a year remaining. I don't know that he's going to be a great player there, but they did make a move as teams. This time of year, there's a lot of jockeying, you know. Most of it has to do with the draft, but not all of it. So there's that going on as well. And I believe that's just about everything in the NFL news-wise. People are quiet this time of year. Nobody wants to tip their hand about what's going on.
Well, people are, the reason they're quiet is because they're spending so much time on draft stuff. You know, they're out and about, you know, at workouts, or they're in draft meetings and stuff. And, you know, there's no media being said, you know. So, I mean, there's no interviews being going on right now. So it's as quiet as it can get from NFL personnel type people. But with media and stuff, I mean, there are, you know.
The beast must be fed.
Well, they got all the workouts and stuff, you know. So, I mean, that's what everybody's feeding on now is, you know, all the, this guy's moving up, this guy's moving down, and, you know, he ran fast, he ran slow. All of those things are what's happening right now.
One other move, the Vikings, Garrett Bradbury, been a longtime starter as center, released him yesterday. So they're trying to get ready for the season as well. He's a pretty good one. I don't think he's going to be a free agent for long.
Yeah, he's just not real physical, you know.
He's one of the smaller guys. I don't even think he's 300 pounds.
Yeah. If you're under 300 pounds, kind of like, you know, any center, Creed Humphrey's like that, the Ravens guys like that.
Yeah.
You better be super athletic, and you got to understand leverage extremely well.
So the draft is coming up, and if you haven't been paying attention, you should. Everybody knows who's got the first pick. Nobody knows who it's going to be. There is no consensus pick this year, Vinny, and some years there is.
Yeah, I mean, like an Andrew Luck, a Peyton, you know, I mean, it's, well, kind of like for the NBA this year, there is a legitimate flag is like the guy.
Definitely.
You know, and then there's everybody else. Now, this draft here. No, it's, do you need a quarterback? Do you want a pass rusher? Do you want a corner? You know, is that what you want? So, yeah, there is not that guy at the quarterback position especially. Is Abdul Carter worthy of the first pick? Absolutely. Is Travis Hunter worthy of the first pick? Probably so.
And that's the way it's going to go, probably. Some years it's a mystery, others it is not. We talked about this earlier. Deion Sanders floated the idea of playing other teams for spring games. Vinny and I talked about that, and we like that quite a bit. It remains to be seen whether it's going to happen or not. The NCAA has a rule against it. Teams cannot play other teams in the spring, but those kind of rules are easily changed these days. And as we were talking about earlier, Vinny, the NCAA has no juice. They got nothing to fight this with.
No. And I think it'd be kind of cool. You know, you'd play a team that, of course, is not on your schedule, and somebody that you're probably friends with coaching, so you understand, you know, that you're going to get good work, and it's just not going to be fights and everything else.
You could set up home and homes. You know, there's all kinds of things you could do here, you know?
Yeah, I think it'd be pretty, and I think you'd get such much better work and development with your young guys, you know, the good on good. And in the spring game, you know, because you'd have two different fan bases, and it would be TV would probably enjoy it more. And even it's slow paced, and you know, even if you're, you know, because what you'd probably do is, you know, you practice against them, and then do you play a game, or is it more like 7-on-7? You know, you have team period, 7-on-7 period, those kind of things. And
there's all kinds of things you can do with this.
More like teaching.
Now, what's the spring league? What's the spring pro league called now? I've lost track.
Is it the XFL? I don't. USFL?
I think the USFL, they switched.
USHL, right? Or no?
They all consolidated into one, I think.
What's it called?
I have no idea. That's probably still the XFL.
See, that's the problem right there. Nobody knows what it's called.
Nobody cares.
I covered the original USFL.
Mm-hmm.
That was an adventure, to say the least. People I ask me about the USFL. Here's a fact about them that surprises people. You know they signed 3 Heisman Trophy winners in a row?
Mm-hmm.
That league? Herschel, Flutie, Mike Rozier.
Yeah, Trump Trump owned Jersey.
He owned Jersey, and he started a long relationship with Herschel, and that probably led to him running to the Senate a couple of years ago. And it was unsuccessful, but that's probably where all that started. USFL was a mess. It was a lot of fun. And I remember going up to New York in 1995 for that trial. And the guys in the USFL, they were positive that they were going to win that trial. And they did win that trial. But then the judge came back and gave them a dollar trebled, which is $3. And then the league just fell apart. It was fun while it lasted, though. Baltimore had a team called the Baltimore Stars. They started out in Philadelphia, and the Phillies wouldn't let them into the vet for season number two. So they start to look at Baltimore because the Colts have left, right? Well, the Orioles aren't going to cooperate for Memorial Stadium in the spring. So they end up playing in College Park. The Baltimore Stars were played in college. They practiced in Philadelphia. They did everything in Philadelphia. They'd get on buses and ride down here for a game. That was the Baltimore team in the USFL. But it won two titles. Two-time champions. So there's that. It's probably more interesting to me than it is to any of you.
Looks like they dropped the S. Just the UFL. But the conferences... Two conferences are named after the old USFL and the XFL. So those are your conference names all together, UFL.
That's a great explanation, but it doesn't enlighten me at all. Yeah. But thank you.
That's spring football in a nutshell. Yeah. Not enlightening.
Spring football had a chance, Vinny.
I'd rather watch the WNBA in the spring.
You were talking, though, about Trump owning the New Jersey Generals. He led the move to the fall. And the interesting thing was, ABC, ESPN, two different companies then, they needed the programming in the spring. As soon as they announced a move to the fall, we don't need you anymore. And that helped kill the league, too. It was just a mess. And it didn't really affect any of the member cities in a good way at all. But there it is. 410-583-1057. Vinny Serrato is back with his draft profile. That's next on the Vinny and Haney Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Vinny Serrato's Draft Profiles. News, notes, and analysis on the 2025 NFL Draft Class. Vinny and Haney. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Pressure comes. Manning escapes on the run, trying to make something happen. Cannot get away from Jalen Walker.
Who are we looking at this time, Vinny?
Jalen Walker. Pass rusher out of Georgia, junior, jersey number 11, two 11s in a row. 6'1", 243, has not done anything athletically at the combine. He did nothing at the pro day. He's having a private workout coming up in a couple weeks, or a couple weeks, I think, because he had some type of injury. He had 32-inch arms, 10 and a quarter hand. 2022, he played in all 15 games his freshman year. 9 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, 1 sack. 2023, played in all 14 games as a reserve. 20 tackles, 5.5 tackles for loss, 5 sacks. And in this past year, 11 starts, 60 tackles, 2 PBUs, 6.5 sacks, 10.5 tackles for loss. He was a 5-star recruit, you know, coming out of high school. Now, his strengths, he's got lower strength, he's got leverage, he's explosive, good speed and burst. Speed to get to corner, ability to bend corner, good feet and agility. Stay square, setting the edge. He can stack at the point for his size, has pocket awareness. Potential, he's got positional versatility. Good fundamental tackler, uses his hands well to shed. Has a punch, good blitzer, thick muscular. He stays active, keeps his feet moving. Takes on blocks with good pad level, good arm length. 32 inches. He's a great leader. They says his leading is off the charts. Weakness, height, 6'1" as a pass rusher. It's a little short, 32 inch. You'd like about 33, 34 inch arms. Needs more pass rush moves. Need to see speed. Only 11 starts at inside linebacker. Will need development in man-to-man coverage and also taking on blockers. In summary, I said this kid has positional versatility because he can play inside backer on early downs and he can rush from the outside. He'd be a good fit for the Ravens. They would benefit a lot. This kid, Jalen, he would benefit a lot from having Chuck Smith rushing because he needs a lot of pass rush moves. He needs a lot of work and he lacks a ton of experience at the inside linebacker spot, which is going to have growing pains early. It's like we're going through it all again with Simpson. And then again with Patrick Queen, you know, you got the growing pains early on because he hadn't played a lot of inside linebacker stuff. And I could say, Roquan, like, please, come on. We've been through this before. You know, can I have somebody that knows what they're doing? This kid's interesting because, you know, at 6'1", you know, right now as an inside linebacker, he's raw. You wouldn't take him in the first round as an inside linebacker. Now, as a pass rusher, he's got a lot of nice things that he can do there. But at 6'1 in the NFL against these tackles with 34-inch arms and stuff, how effective is he going to be? So, you know, am I totally sold on Jalen Walker? I'm not totally sold just because he's kind of a tweener a little bit as an outside guy, and he's not hadn't had a ton of experience as an inside guy right now. So it's a guy that kind of taken a chance on. You know, you're hitting and missing. You know, can he go outside and be that dominant pass rusher? And is he going to be good enough to play inside linebacker? You know, and he doesn't have a lot of starts under his belt. So there, it's, you know, where Abdul Carter was, line him up and let's go. He had stats galore for all 3 years. You know, I mean, this kid played in all 15 games, played in all 14 games. And then he's had 11 starts in 3 years in his college career. That's the only thing that is scary. You know, and he's had 6.5 sacks this year. So he has shown the ability to get to the quarterback, but he makes me nervous. You know, I'm not, you know, if I'm sitting there at 27, I'm not totally sold on that. No, I'm not totally sold.
Was there one attribute when you were scouting that you looked at in every player? Like, for example, Ozzie, you would always hear Ozzie say he loves football. That was the
passion.
What was yours?
You gotta love the game, and it's all things that you know, that doesn't take talent. You know, and that's what Ozzie's talking about too. You know, the guys compete. Does he love to play? You know, because you gotta love to play it. Otherwise, you're never gonna be as good as you want to be. I was talking to a pro scout the other day from Edmonton Oilers. And he told me that they find that the guys that reach their potential, the closest to their potential, is the guys that are passionate and love the game. The guys that don't really love it and stuff, they're not going to reach a potential. Why? Because they're not going to work at it and do the little extra things and things that you need to. So, yeah, I mean, I'm kind of the same way. I wanted guys, you know, that love the game, passionate about it. And, you know, Joe Bugle with O-line, he said, give me smart and tough. Smart and tough, and I can make him a player.
He has some pretty good lines down there in Washington.
Yeah. So, I mean, smart, tough, you know, that doesn't take any talent right there.
You're right.
You know, but, and Joe Gibbs always, you know, the other thing is, can you win with dumb people? Can't win with dumb people. I mean, a guy can be a great athlete and all that, but if he can't learn, you know, he can't help you win. So, I mean, you've got to have smart, especially the way as sophisticated it is, as offenses and defenses are, you got to have smart guys.
You got to. The NFL league year is underway. The draft is coming up. We're going to have Jared Dubin from NFL. He covers the NFL for CBS Sports. Going to take a macro look at the league. That's coming up next on the Vinny and Haney Show.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
Welcome back to Vinny and Haney Show. Bob has the day off. Bruce Cunningham here sitting in for the next half hour. Joining us now, covers the NFL for CBS Sports, it's Jared Dubin. Jared, welcome in. The big news here this morning, you know, in Baltimore, of course, we like everything negative that happens to Pittsburgh. Well, Hayward's getting a little tired of waiting for Aaron Rodgers up there, isn't he?
Yeah, I think everybody's pretty tired of waiting for Aaron Rodgers, which, you know, is nothing new. We've seen that before. We've seen it with a, you know, another former Packers quarterback before. I feel like I remember back in the day there was a SportsCenter commercial about, you know, whether or not Brett Favre was going to retire or unretire and all those things. I feel like we could remake that for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Where do you think Aaron ends up?
Honestly, if I knew, I would be out there reporting it. I feel like everybody's kind of throwing stuff against the wall and sort of hoping that something sticks and where that's where he ends up based on what the reports are. Like, it seems like he could have his pick of any of three destinations, but doesn't really know what he wants to do. It kind of seems like he's waiting on Minnesota to decide if the Vikings want to bring him in, but who knows? I wish I knew. I think he'll end up here because it doesn't seem like he knows either.
Well, you know what, Jared? It doesn't really seem like a Pittsburgh-type move, you know?
Yeah, I mean, insofar as that team always wants to be competitive right away and is not necessarily thought long-term with the quarterback position, with the exception of, you know, the Kenny Pickett draft pick that they tried to get a couple of years ago, it does make sense from that sense. Like, they brought in Russell Wilson last season. I think it would be a similar kind of move. But organizational culture-wise, I agree with you that it doesn't really seem like their kind of thing.
Hey, what did you think about, we were talking about it earlier, about, you know, what Deion is talking about, you know, with the spring game stuff, doing it like the NFL does in the preseason with having, you know, a team come in, practice for a couple of days, and then play the scrimmage on that day. What do you think of that?
I think that would be pretty cool.
Me too.
Yeah, I think it would be fun. It's not something, obviously, that you see often or ever, as far as I know, in college football, but as long as you get them through the game healthy, I think it would be, you know, pretty cool to watch.
Well, the thing about it is, if a guy does get hurt, he has a lot of time to heal.
Oh, yeah. You know, you got, 5-6 months between the spring game and when you get back.
Uh-huh.
Just hopefully you don't get, anything too serious.
You know, Jared, we're sitting here in March, and it's ridiculous to try and handicap the NFL because it changes every year. I always laugh when the schedule comes out. People pick, well, there's 9 wins right there. Well, how do you know? It just changes so much. But right now, in March, it looks like the Ravens and then the rest of the AFC North is in turmoil and disarray. Am I the only one that feels that way?
I don't know if I think the Bengals are in turmoil or disarray. They did just sort of re-lock in the core of that offense, which is going to keep them competitive. Obviously, the defense is a whole nother story. I don't know if it can possibly be as bad as it was last year. Like, even if they end up trading Trey Hendrickson, which you would think would make the defense worse, like, how can it be any worse than it was last year anyway? The offense, we know, is going to be really good when those 3 guys are out there. So I don't know that they're necessarily in disarray, but I'm with you on Cleveland and with you on Pittsburgh. It doesn't really look like they have, you know, much stability right now.
Hey, Jared, what about the Giants? I mean, I you almost feel bad for them because nobody wants to go, you know, and that's the owner's own fault because, you know, if you're Aaron Rodgers, why would you want to go there? Because, you know, everybody's probably getting fired in a year.
Yeah, I'm from New York. I grew up with a lot of Giant fans, and they're not happy right now, to say the least. It's the way that the quarterback thing has worked out for them over the last several years has just been terrible. You know, they miss out on a good quarterback class and they draft Daniel Jones, missed out on the next quarterback class. And, you know, Jones plays well for one season and they extend him and then they miss out on last year's quarterback class. It even looks like they might miss out on this year's quarterback class just because it seems like Cam Ward's going number one and it doesn't seem like the Giants are going to be able to get up there to get him. So, you know, they got to decide whether, you know, Shador Sanders might not even be there if the Browns decide to take in number two, and they got to decide what they're going to do there. It's just they've not been able to get that position settled. And I think you're right. Like, why would Aaron Rodgers want to play there? It's not like the offensive line is great. Obviously, they have Malik Nabers there. But do you want to go play for, you know, a lame duck coach, lame duck general manager with not that much infrastructure around you?
Well, Jameis Winston is there today interviewing. And Vinny said as an aside, yeah, now you can throw interceptions in New York. But is that a fit, do you think?
I mean, I guess it would be entertaining. You could see a guy throw a bunch of, you know, deep passes, throw a bunch of touchdowns and interceptions at the same time. Like, you know, we saw last year, like, think about how bad Deshaun Watson was in Cleveland last year. When you look at things like, you know, success rate and EPA per play, some of the more advanced metrics of quarterback play, Jameis Winston was even worse. So even though it sort of looked like he was able to move the ball down the field because of his propensity for turning the ball over and taking sacks, it's just not good to have him out there. But at least it would be entertaining, you know, throw the ball all around. Malik Nabers get some big numbers, but I think it would be not that great just, you know, in terms of being able to generate good results.
Now, I don't know how much draft stuff you've done, but to me, Abdul Carter's probably the best player in this draft.
He is really, really good. He obviously has gotten a lot of comparisons to Micah Parsons, which
rightfully
from
so.
Penn State, yeah. He wears number 11. He's a really bendy edge rusher that's maybe not the biggest guy in the world. You know, those comparisons are going to be pretty obvious. I think you got to figure out what's going on with his foot. When you have foot injuries, especially for linemen, I think that that's really troublesome. Like, foot and back stuff is the kind of thing you want to be 110% sure about.
Oh, yeah.
That it's not going to be a long-term thing. So I think that's obviously a concern there.
How much better does Debo make Washington?
I think he makes them a decent amount better. Obviously, we got to see how much of last year was that he, you know, was dealing with some injuries and he was dealing with, I forget what illness he had at the start of the season that led to him being out of shape for a lot of the year. But the thing is, they're not going to count on him to be their top number one option. He's going to be sort of the gadget guy that they didn't really have last year that you kind of want to have in Cliff Kingsbury's offense. Give him the jet sweep, give him the tunnel screens, give him some carries out of the backfield, things like that. As long as he can make defenders miss one-on-one, he's going to be a good option for them. They're not counting on him to be what he was in San Francisco, and I think that's an important difference.
Now, when I look at the Ravens, I see a very good football team and a very good roster with not a ton of holes. Really, the only holes they have are like depth holes I see right now.
Yeah, I mean, they're always going to have one of the best rosters in the league. That's just the way the organization has been run for a long time. It was that way, you know, but before Eric DaCosta became the GM, it's been that way since he's been in charge of the front office. It's been that way basically, you know, since John Harbaugh took over and even before that, like under Brian Billick. Like, they've always had one of the best rosters in the league, and they always find a way to get depth from areas that you don't necessarily see it at this time of year. And they always have a lot of draft picks. They're always getting comp picks year after year. They're going to figure out a way to put the best unit on both sides of the ball.
We know how lucky we are here in Baltimore. Seriously, we do. I mean, the way this franchise is run, it's competitive year in and year out. It's interesting. A couple of years ago, the owner, Steve Bisciotti, compared his organization to the Steelers. He says their window never closes. They have continuity. We want to be them. And if you look at it, it's pretty much come true.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would say even like they're a step ahead of the Steelers. Like, they've been more competitively in the mix in recent seasons than the Steelers have. Like, the Steelers have sort of been on the, you know, the back fringes of playoff contention, whereas the Ravens have been in the mix to, you know, go to conference title games or go to, you know, obviously they haven't broken through and gotten to the Super Bowl, but they've gone to the AFC Championship game. They've been in these competitive games with the best teams in the conference, and the Steelers really have not in recent seasons.
Hey, Jared, you know what I'm division I'm looking forward to watching, you know, this fall will be the AFC West, just because of the coaching talent in that division.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, Pete Carroll, Andy Reid, Jim Harbaugh, Sean Payton. Like, if you told someone 5-6 years ago that all those guys were going to be in the same division, you'd be like, wait, what in the world happened here? It's gonna be interesting for sure.
Jared, we appreciate it. Jared Dubin, we appreciate your time. Folks can read your stuff, CBSSports.com. Good spending some time with you.
Thanks, Jared.
Thanks for having me, guys. Enjoy your week.
There he goes, Jared Dubin. Let's take a quick one here. Let's go to Ed in Towson. Ed, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Doing well.
Look, Vinny, I heard you talking about the draft and the kids coming out of college, and I just thought about it. Just this past weekend, Bill gives me a call over at DeMatha, and I'm not employed. I don't coach for them anymore. But he wanted me. They had a combine, and that's a big thing nowadays. High schools have combines. You bring in a bunch of kids, you know, eighth graders, things like that, and it is what it is. You know, so a lot of these kids were already identified. Kids, our guys knew who they were. But it's just like you said, Vinny, even on our level, you know, you coached Andre Jones. We knew Andre Jones was going to play major college football when he was, you know, when he was very young. And when we assess talent, you know, even as young as they are, we have to have these kids ready to play by like 10th grade against Archbishop Gorman, Matter Day, you know, you name it. We have to have those kids ready to play against those teams by like 10th grade, as unfair as it may be. So you look for certain things in a kid, the same things that you talked about, Vinny. We look for the mental part. The physical part is a big part, but we also look for a motor and things like that, because in 2 or 3 years, somebody at Ohio State, Larry Johnson, Ohio State, Michigan, they're going to look for those kids just like you were to step up and play on day one. And it just gets shorter and shorter. You look for those guys to play on day one in college. The pros look for those guys, you know, certain guys to play on day one if possible. There ain't no more projects. There's no more projects. We got to have kids. It don't work no more. I always tell people, Vinny, Rudy was a hell of a movie. I loved it. Dude, it's a thing of the past. These kids come up now. They got to be ready to play and get on. Our high school kids, they got to be ready to get on a plane and play against really good players. And then you guys in college, Vinny, are going to come and look for these guys. What did Joe Paterno told, you know, on the phone said, Andre, we want him to play against Penn State on day one. And you were probably in that conversation. So it goes around in a circle, Vinny, and you were exactly right. There's certain things you look for, and you got to have them, and you may not have time to wait on it to develop. Take care.
All right, Ed, thanks for the call.
The thing that Lou Holtz always used to say is because you got to develop too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, everybody's got to, the Ravens develop guys, you know, like Lou Holtz used to say, kids got to be their second year. They got to be better than their freshman year. Their junior year, they got to be better than their sophomore year. And senior, they got to be playing the best football of their career. You know, and that is, you know, your strength coach. That's your position coaches. That's the development there. You got to see guys getting better each year. And then you got a chance. You know, and you know, I mean, to me, it's the same way in the NFL. Like, from rookie year to year two, guys make huge jumps, you know,
you know, Tom Landry used to have a rule. If you weren't a starter by your third season, he'd cut you. Even number one picks.
Well, your contract will kind of do that.
Well, yeah,
too,
that's true. All right, coming up, the Orioles send down two very big names. This is just happening as we speak. We will tell you who they are and also go to the Funhouse right after this.
Quick Draws Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
I like that Quick Draw.
105.7 The Fan.
All right, first one here on the Ravens says, honestly, it would not surprise me if Ben Cleveland is back for depth right now, but gets bumped in training camp by a draft newcomer. He's had every chance to find a role on this team, just can't do it.
The only thing is they need a lot of depth.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're going to draft two old linemen possibly, but Cleveland's got 4 years in. I think Cleveland's going to be on the team. You know, is he great? No.
I don't think they would have signed him if they planned on cutting him.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we haven't had the details of the signing yet. I mean, we're assuming it's a one-year deal. But beyond that, I mean, it can't be for that much money.
Probably vet minimum.
Yeah, so. Let's see here. This one from Chris, resident Penn State fan. Heard the Carter profile. Says, Jalen Carter, everything that Micah Parsons is without the ego and attitude. The only issue I see with Carter, little undisciplined at times with jumping off sides and against the best competition. He has had a few injuries as well.
Yeah, it's probably, you know, size. But, the foot thing, I think he's working out at the pro day on the 28th. So we'll see. But jumping off sides, they can correct
that. That's correctable, yeah, I was going to say.
But the things that he does have, not many people do.
This one here, also talking NFL, says it looks like Joe Flacco still wants to play in 2025. Could he make another stop in the AFC North and join the Steelers? I don't think my stomach could take seeing him in those colors, even as a backup.
You know what, Vinny? I've had that same thought.
Well, I read it. You know, I saw it on Facebook earlier today that, you know, they're considering, they got to consider all options if, you know,
well, and here's the question.
If Rodgers doesn't go there.
Here's the question we got to ask. Is Joe Flacco the this generation's answer to George Blanda? Is he just going to keep going and going?
Well, Joe can throw it, man, but he throws it to the other team also.
Right.
Throws it, a lot of turnovers, and he can't move.
And, well, I was going to say, to quote Mike Preston, I got to give you credit for this line, he moves like a file cabinet. I love that line.
Hey, once those legs start churning, though, look out. It should be noted they did sign Mason Rudolph, so he would probably be the backup. But if, like you said, if Rodgers pulls the rug out on him, all bets are off because they're not in position to draft a quality one. Let's see. And before we break here, Bruce teased it a little bit, but some Orioles moves.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Got you covered here.
They cut. Thanks for reminding me because I made a big deal out of all this. They cut two guys, two big names from the spring roster. Kobe Mayo has been sent down, and Samuel Bisaio also sent down. Mayo, neither one of them is a surprise. Mayo had an uphill climb. Basayo's 20 years old. He's got plenty of time. But, I'm reading this in the Sun. Mayo's not happy. Here's the quote. Quote, it obviously sucks because you feel like you've proved everything you needed to there. Sometimes it doesn't feel like it's enough. He's not happy.
Yeah. Well, he also
wants
got
to
hit
be
by
traded,
pit,
yeah. I'm sure. You know, I mean,
I think they will trade him.
Right, but hit by pitch yesterday, So, I mean, he's a little, you know, sure, he's still peeved about that. He was probably going to miss a couple days with that already, and now you get this news, so not really going out on his terms.
Basayo, I understand. Go down there in Norfolk and hit 50 home runs in the International League and become the hottest thing going, because that's the kind of talent this kid has. The fact of the matter is, in 2025, unless Adley Rutschman gets hurt, Basayo has no place with the Baltimore Orioles. Not in the major league level.
Basayo?
Yeah. Not this year. At 20 years old. Yeah. I'm saying, unless Rutschman gets hurt, leave him in Norfolk the entire season. Let him dominate down there, yeah. You know?
Well, no, I mean, then he just becomes another Mayo. I mean, I feel like he's knocking at the door. Find a spot for him.
Well, one thing it does, and I've said this all along, if Basayo continues to develop, it gives him an off-ramp from Adley if they want one.
Right.
It does. It gives him another way to go. Vinny, we're out of time. Always a pleasure parachuting in here and working with you. We think Cordell will be back tomorrow. We're pretty sure. But for all of you who listened today, thank you for your patience. I appreciate you. And I'm not going to say Baltimore, I love you madly. I'm going to use the Bob Haney one and say, class dismissed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.